What is this? Amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together.
You tell me.
While you out there chanting and grabbing proud politicians,
above
I'm taking out any money front sucker on a
this
humble
is
to get to my way.
So this I'll is run of the fucking mill hour.
When your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
I can't take that laser, dude. I can't take that laser, dude. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. For you. I should have taken the ladies out. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantimino, with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hey, ladies.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Nom, nom, nom.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Well, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
DXQ. It's a gang.
Whoa.
What did we say before?
Oh.
DXQ. Oh, no. DXQ. That's what I like about coming. So.
Speaking about coming.
$17 chocolate chip cookie.
Triple C.
Oh, shit.
Triple right, C.
So someone tells you about this $17 chocolate chip cookie sold at a bakery. And you go to the bakery, and every time you see the spot where the $17 chocolate chip cookie is supposed
it's
to be.
It's empty.
It's always empty and sold out.
Yeah.
So where are we at with this chocolate chip cookie, guys?
I'm yawning, dude.
It exists.
First of all, whether it exists or not, I don't give a shit. It has nothing to do with me.
You sure? What if it was offered to you?
I'll eat it, and I'll say, you really spent $17 on that cookie for me?
What if Thank it was you, the size of this table?
How big is it?
Yeah, is it a Great American chocolate chip cookie? Because those are like $30.
Yep.
It's one of those cookie
good price.
Cakes.
Great American Cookie Company. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
It's a hypothetical cookie.
It's a hypothetical. Okay, so I mean, like, if it's at a bakery and it's a Great American cookie size, I'm not sneezing at it.
Right, that's average.
Yeah, it's cheap.
That's a good price for that.
Even if it's, you know, maybe a 10-inch cookie.
Now, let's say it's a single-serving gourmet cookie.
Single-serving gourmet cookie.
There's nothing you can put in this cake.
It got
cake.
Pussy in it?
Yeah, does it got damn pussy in it?
Maybe. Because I don't want that in my cookie, goddammit.
Yeah, he doesn't eat pussy.
Get out of here.
Why are you going to eat out a fucking cookie?
Yeah, why am I going to eat pussy in cookie form if I don't eat pussy in general?
Get off his back.
I got an allergy. My dick don't.
I got a fever, dude. You got an allergy.
Cookie Monster sucking a lot of dicks for this cookie.
Yeah.
Dang.
Six dicks for a $17 cookie.
Yeah.
Arthur, you know, gosh dang well, you're not buying this cookie.
Oh, I'm not Guess buying what? This cookie. I'm flipping the script here. I'm selling this cookie.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
This is turning the gimmick on us.
Ooh, okay. Bakery, and you guys
Brian's
are selling
bakery.
This.
Got
I wouldn't
weed
allow
in
this
it?
Shit, dude.
Here's my approach
it's
to
got
the cookie.
Weed in it.
Okay, so
it's got fentanyl in it.
Does it have fentanyl?
Mine depends
fentanyl.
On where you got
it's the cheapest drug now.
All right, that's where the $17 chocolate chip cookie design comes in. And this is what I would do, and then we'll go around the room, is I would just make a regular chocolate chip cookie that was maybe a little larger than an average cookie and
yeah.
sell it for
like $17. Like a Starbucks triple chunk?
Yeah, like that. But it's just like maybe equal or a little better than whatever you expect
no,
from Starbucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just take the one of the cookies from the cabinet that you've already made a shitload of cookies and put it on the top shelf and you sell it for $17.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, why make anything different?
Yeah, because Burrito had a different idea.
What'd you have, Burrito? You got Goldschlager flakes in
what?
That bitch?
Yeah, what are you putting into your $17 chocolate chip cookie?
Is it pussy? Because I'm allergic.
This is your bakery. We're still calling
it
Brian's bakery.
Because I need it.
Like real dark chocolate.
Give a fuck about that? I want this thing sweet.
I love that dark chocolate. And then you put a little
85%
bit
cacao?
Of sugar on the top.
It's like cacao with a little sugar.
Ooh, you could make it spicy chocolate. That'd be good.
Yeah, see, if you're getting gourmet, you're getting too small. Not a lot of people want your cookie.
You're also
Burrito.
Shrinking
That's
your
like
margins.
A, your cookie's the, yeah. Your cookie's the beer song of cookies, dude.
Yeah. I mean, the only way you're going to buy, or your only way you're going to sell this is if you take out a lease in like Beverly Hills or some one of these fucking places.
A pop-up.
And just have like a completely white room with like very spare shelves. And like
no, one shelf
like one
and only
shelf.
A cookie on it.
Sure. And you, but even then, we're talking $12 is the maximum one of these whores
will
buy.
It's got a ceiling.
But maybe 17. But you don't have to do, if you do this, all that around the cookie, you can just put a Chips Ahoy cookie up there. Like what he's saying.
Mm.
Or, like we said at the very beginning, no cookie at all. But the next expensive cookie is a $12 cookie.
So what's the game there? I don't understand.
That why would you ever want the $12 cookie if there's a $17 cookie that could be had? Do you know what I mean?
Because would they just come back for the 17?
Yeah, but are you going to get like, say, okay, so there's like, you know, there's a Lexus dealership.
Yeah.
Right? And you want the 400 series.
Sure.
They only have 200 series, but it's $10,000 cheaper. Are you buying it?
If you want a Lexus right now, some people might.
I guess nobody wants a Lexus right now. You can live without it. You can go down and get the $3 cookie, and it's just the same experience.
And wait for that $17.
And wait, you can get four of the $3 cookies.
So you're telling my gimmick's not going
to
work?
It has to be a stark separation. One cookie available for $17. The rest of them are $3 cookies.
Sure. You'd still stay in business.
The haves and haves not.
Absolutely.
To never actually having the $17
cookie. The have and have chucks.
No, you could. You could even just put one of the cookies on there, but it's like whoever buys it first. Bragging rights, but even then, a bunch of people could be like, I bought the $17 cookie. It's the exact same cookie.
How about this, dude? It's called the have.
I like that pop.
Haven't, what's that?
The little.
They do did. That?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You didn't know one else heard that?
I heard it.
Okay.
And it's have and have nuts, dude.
Oh, and
the one. That one doesn't have nuts because putting nuts on a cookie is bullshit. All the $3 has like fucking shitty ass nuts in them.
Different
have
nuts.
And have nuts.
My nuts, your nuts.
You're renaming your bakery have or have. Wait.
Have or have nuts.
Have and. Wait, what's the expression? Have and have not. Have and have nuts.
Have and have nuts. You know that
boutique
sucks, right?
Boutique bakery.
Yeah, but you're writing it down, so.
And it's all about how he makes his sign.
Z. Oh, okay.
Z. You're right.
It's too late. You already wrote S.
And UTZ. Because it's not actual food.
Just a fucking cart on the
no,
car
it's not. It's not actual food. It's actually our balls.
Yeah. All he has is a handwritten menu on his cart.
No, he only has a QR code.
And he just writes down, cookie, $17.
That'll work.
Cookie.
And chalk.
That ain't even working.
.. $17. I love it, man.
What's your ride? What's the first ride in?
Dude Ranch.
Tell us about it, Gemini.
It's not quite trivia. It's a question that I don't know if you'll know the answer to.
I'm curious because Dude Ranch is an album that I know well.
I don't know it very
the
well.
The song Apple Shampoo.
Yes.
Whomst is he talking about?
Wow.
Whomst. Can you give a hint? Because I don't even know the song.
I don't know the answer.
You don't know the answer?
Really? Yeah. I was wondering because instead of going to Google, I thought I'd go to my biggest
Dude Ranch
Blink-182 source of knowledge.
Yeah.
That'd be art.
There has to be a direct answer,
biggest
or
ranch hand.
Because of how the lyrics are going, you think it's about somebody in
absolutely.
Particular?
I should have kissed you in L.A.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah. I'm getting closer. I want to say...
She's in a punk rock band.
It's one of the singers from Dance Hall Crashers.
Oh,
I'm not
wow.
even making that up.
I love
you already
that.
Know that?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
That does make a lot of... It
say
sounds
it's
familiar.
Elise, but it might be the other one. But there's two singers in Dance Hall Crashers.
Uh-huh.
And Mark Hoppus dated one of them. And I might be making this up because he's a feature on every song he gets a chance to do.
Sure.
You know, because like punk rock features is like Mark
Easy.
Hoppus, and then you get like that clout chase.
Right.
So many songs with him like just doing backup vocals. Somewhere.
FT?
Yeah.
FT Mark Hoppus.
Are we good?
Yeah.
He should have his solo career should just be FT Mark Hoppus.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll see you guys later.
So.
Hi, my name is Mark.
So you got it. One of the chicks from Dance Hall Crashers.
Yeah.
Okay, so in that song.
DHC.
Yeah, he's like.
They mentioned DHC in their lyrics on Dude Ranch too.
Right.
UL and DHC.
UL, mm-hmm. Unwritten Law, and DHC.
Oh, Unwritten Law.
Yeah.
Follow the leader now. Down.
So follow the leader. All right, so he says something. Oh, I can't remember the lyric now, but it's something to the effect of, I blew it. It seemed like they were bigger than. You know, he's going to miss out on this big train that went off.
Yeah.
What train? Like a...
Enema of the State.
No. Like, he was like, he fucked up this relationship. They broke
like
up.
Like a human
and
centipede?
Now she's going to go and be super famous.
Or well, he's going to go
no,
and be
No, he didn't...
Famous.
No, it didn't sound like that at all.
Yeah, but...
Well, he was wrong.
He was wrong.
Right.
He was dead wrong.
The opposite.
Yeah.
Because I've never heard of that other band.
Yeah.
DHC?
Or her.
Also, yeah, chicks in a band.
Super fans would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know them?
Yeah, they made a 30-second song.
Right? That's a good one. Triple track.
You think she's cute?
They're both pretty hot, yeah.
Oh, there's two
DHC,
of them.
Yeah.
There's two clams in that band?
Yeah, and they did a...
Clam band?
Three dudes,
what
two
was that
clams.
Called? It was like a kung fu series where it was like live performances. The show must go on or something.
Go
like.
Off?
Go off. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I'm getting forgetful now. Yeah, it's a series called The Show Must Go Off, and it features bands of that time that were either signed to Kung Fu or something.
Wow.
And DHC has one.
It's fun.
Alkaline Trio has one. Anyways.
Does Blink-182 have one? No, they couldn't book them.
No, because they were a major label at that point.
Yeah, they couldn't book them.
All right, let's talk about Bullstrap.
No, we're talking about Liberal King. We had an update.
Oh, my bad.
Burrito, do you remember this? You remember that guy I grew up with who asked me if I would donate a liver to him? I told him no.
He told him straight up.
Well, I remember that with some consternation, you know.
I consulted my bros.
I was like wringing my hands. I had sleepless nights. Should I give this guy my liver? Jim and I helped me, you know, find the truth inside
a
of my heart.
A liver too. Yeah.
Which is that I don't want to do it and I shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I didn't do it. I ended up telling him I didn't want to give him the liver. And then, I don't know if I said on the show.
You didn't update after that.
Yeah, well, I did he called me and asked me if I could do a video for him, because he has a business. So I went to go do a video for his business, partially to be like, you know.
We're cool.
And
sorry about the liver.
Sorry about the liver thing.
But I'll take your money.
Then I think I updated saying that he didn't even need the liver. I think I did update.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
He was just like, he was doing his due diligence.
He was shopping.
To get a donor list.
I mean, it's admirable. It's an adult thing to do.
No.
Yes.
You don't think so?
You go to the hospital, they're saying.
He's being prepared. But at what cost? It's tacky.
Yeah, I agree.
It's definitely tacky.
Especially if it's people you're not that close with.
It's also smart if you have an issue.
It's smart.
If you have a rare blood type, maybe you have to search harder.
I don't think he does.
Oh, wow.
But he was being prepared.
He went to you first.
Maybe you read something.
You know what he did? He sorted by last on his list.
That's even more fucked up. Good God.
Who's a guy that I kind of know that would miss?
Or who's the cuckiest
if
person I know?
Goes wrong.
Who's the person that doesn't respect himself enough and would give me their liver?
Right.
You are a Brian. Pirate hooker.
Yeah. Anyways, he didn't even need the fucking liver. So I make this video as an olive branch and he pays me. So
you
we do it
at your discounted rate, right?
It was a friend rate.
I got you.
Yeah. Friends and family.
Is this video like you're recording like a little eulogy?
For him, just in case.
It's business related?
Yeah, it's business related.
He's like, oh, okay, you're not doing the liver thing, so can you record this so I can play it at my
At the very least, dude.
At the very least, can you record?
You can
narrate my eulogy.
Yeah, oh so I've got God. About like 2 months left.
Video eulogy.
Yeah, if you could get it to me next week.
Yeah, because I'm dying because of you.
If you could get it to me next week, you could probably deliver it at my fucking funeral thing.
Yeah, this would all be true if he had
if
a liver
even
problem.
Needed it.
So things kind of settled down, and eventually, recently, he referred my video services out to a guy who has blown up into a full-blown influencer on Instagram.
Social media influencer.
Social media influencer.
Over 1 million on Instagram, followed by The Rock.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, you can stop there. That's good.
Yeah, what were we talking? I know I'm getting all the.
You're getting
narrow,
excited.
I know I'm narrowing.
You're talking
down.
About he got some. Advice from a wise, like a sage of some sorts.
You're talking about Vin Diesel?
Oh, yeah.
Vin Diesel.
Yeah, this is.
He hooked us up with Vincent Diesel Felly.
Yeah, I'm going to find out what
so
his
liver
race
guy,
is. He won't tell anyone.
How does Liver Guy know this Black. Guy? Just because they're in the same industry or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in the same industry.
They used to work together, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so Liver Guy has more than. I mean, this might fall through because. Our guy has talked to a famous person, and the famous person said, "You know what? You actually don't need the
Their
video,
services right
the services
now.
Right now."
Yeah, right.
So this guy's fucking with my bag.
Oh,
this famous guy,
oh, bitch!
You got a fatwa.
Oh shit!
I'll name you one day.
One day, when the deal falls through, you're for sure dropping it.
But if this all goes through and it becomes good and whatever, Liver King or Liver Guy. Turned into Liver King.
I see.
Right.
He really came through. I think he's more than made up for it with this with this referral.
Now, if he asks.
That's what it is.
That's what this whole thing is.
Oh, no.
He's buying liver for the future, bro.
I'm going to say we got to wait until this thing works out.
Hey, but we already talked about this, guys.
Can you do 2024, 2025?
Yeah. Can you wait till then?
When you're a liver donor, you're just a liver tissue donor when you're alive.
Yeah, but it's 70%. They leave you 30%.
And it grows back.
And it grows back.
Yeah,
but it
still grows back.
It's like 8-9 months.
It's not like a kidney.
Can I just say, if he asked me now, I would feel a little bit more inclined to give him the liver.
Wow.
At this point, or are you waiting for that first?
Well, I'm waiting. It's going to be a for sure. But he's teetering.
Right now, I feel more comfortable giving him the liver.
He'd give it a bigger consideration.
It's got blood flow.
But hey, if my
it's not fully erect.
I don't get through that tunnel by the time this guy... needs this liver.
It's not looking good
then
for
I'm
him.
Giving it
ain't looking good for him.
Because that's my investment here. 70%.
Yeah. Anyway, so I just wanted to say that Liver Guy did He did come through.
Step up and became Liver King.
He embarrassed me. He made me feel really shame for not wanting to give my friend a liver, but
he gets still, one now.
He gets one now. That's what you get. That's what you get when you give me things.
That's what you, yeah. It's called a relationship. Bull semen.
So would you accept the bull semen?
Is what? What do you mean? In my butt?
She tells you to take a shot right before coitus.
Why? What?
She's disgusting.
Why? You meet a new girl.
To make you strong like bull.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. That is what she says. It makes you strong like bull. It makes your cock strong hard like bull.
Can I mix it with Red Bull?
So you're already considering
taurine?
I think we're probably a yes all around. I don't see any of us saying no.
Why?
I'm not saying yes, dude.
What do you sound like? That's a big assumption.
No, I think you're the only one saying yes.
That's so funny. He goes, hey,
we're all doing this, right?
Well, we don't need
to. Regardless of the pussy in question, we're all doing this, right?
Yeah. Guys, I have bull semen with me right now. I know.
I spent $15,000 on this shit. It better be good.
No. She brings this to you.
Yeah.
She's serving it to you. Yeah, dude, maybe she gets spent $1,500.
I think it's a funny idea. It's like a guy that buys a $5,000 horse cum and doesn't know that you're supposed to inseminate with it. He goes, this is some really good shit. Why else would they charge $5,000 for it?
That's such a fucking funny. You can have like a group wine tasting, like all this fancy stuff, and people bring their own.
Thoroughbreds.
People bring their own.
Guys,
yeah.
I spent a lot of money on this
shit.
It's
like all these fine bottles of wine.
Guess
and then
how much
just
this
like,
little vial costs.
Yeah, there's this like secretariat.
In a vintage bottle. It's numbered.
Oh, wow. No, it's just a fucking plastic bag full of cum.
Oh, no.
Baby bottle.
And it's just literally just like a
double lock?
Yeah.
No, so they have double lock?
But it's also like it's missed the seal.
Oh, no. Top of the tracks?
It's just a bag of cum.
Like, or an empty pasta sauce jar.
Way better.
And the lid still has like that pink lining on the inside.
On the fucking bag, written in Sharpie, it says the horse's name.
It says Seabiscuit on it.
Yeah, Seabiscuit.
That's your go-to horse?
Quote, unquote,
Gemini,
Seabiscuit.
Your go-to horse.
Oh, I said Secretariat.
All right, I mean, Mr. Ed.
Seabiscuit.
Two Seabiscuits?
Seabiscuit sounds more like a cum thing.
Seabiscuit.
Like Mr. Ed. Right.
Seamen, Seabiscuit.
Mr. Ed, you know how they made him talk? They put cum in his mouth.
They put sticky ass cum in his mouth.
They put cum in his mouth, dude.
Damn, dude. DXQ, that's what I like about cumming.
Yeah. It's all around.
I said it.
You already said
it? Where are you guys at? No. Oh. Back on topic.
No,
we'll
I'm not.
You're saying passing, you're like, I don't need this.
It depends.
I mean, like, it depends.
Done,
like, you're... I mean, she's
done embarrassing things for pussy.
You have an erection at this point.
I mean, I've bailed on erections a lot of times.
Look, you know what I will say?
For self-preservation reasons.
I've rarely turned down pussy in my life, so if she's not white, like if she's some kind of foreigner that it would be more likely. I don't know why, but I'm just thinking, like, there's like a lot of things at play. I don't want to insult her culture.
Oh, ancient Chinese secret, huh?
I want to be a
Chinese joke, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, the old bull semen joke, dude. Come on.
I think I would say you first.
Okay.
And then you wouldn't do it?
Yeah. And then I would bail.
Burrito.
That's a good way to leave. If you're going to leave anyways, do that.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah, would you drink this cum or what?
No, I don't think so.
Wow, dude. Wow. Strong.
It tastes like Nopalitos, man.
Look, hey, 50-50, dude. No. Me and Arthur are drinking
cum. He's doing it regardless.
And he's doing it based on race.
Like, I'm just saying, she's like Mongolian or some shit, dude.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
you don't want to upset the gods.
Different shades of white that still drink bull semen for the same reason.
Yeah, they're just freaky bitches.
This is bull semen. I don't know what that is, but like, just some kind of Bulgarian.
That'd probably be like bull yak semen at that point.
Yak semen.
Yeah.
Very strong. Hit in the throat.
Also, if she had a good, like, if it sounded like she did her research, even if it was bullshit, if she made a convincing case.
YouTube videos.
She was like, well, you see, there is something in there called, and she had like some science name for it.
Science name.
It's called
gum particles.
And if her tits were out while she was doing it,
gum particles.
I would fucking do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
You take it, you drink it, and then you chew it out of your nose.
Oh, no.
Onto her tits.
Okay. That's not bad. I like that part.
You're offered to be on a magazine cover of your choosing.
Wow. 17 magazine.
You're
going to
go on 17?
Yeah.
Jackson.
17.
What? Tiger Beat.
He wants to be the
Tiger Beat. Tiger Beat. You know who reads 17 magazine? Fucking 21-year-olds.
Yeah, but I think for real.
That's a good point.
Gemini Jackson would be on like Sports Illustrated.
GQ, baby.
GQ.
Man of the Year.
All right, Modi.
What's GQ stand for?
Is this a fake magazine or a fake magazine cover?
It's like you on this cover of your choice.
Of a real magazine.
Real magazine.
Okay. Vanity Fair.
Cover of a real magazine.
Vanity Fair. Exposé.
Oh, we pick one for Brian?
Yeah, mine's Brian's like a fucking Me Too story,
Nintendo
dude.
Power.
No, mine, Nintendo okay. Power.
Mine's Vanity Fair does like serious journalism sometimes, mm-hmm. purportedly.
Oh my God.
You're on notice.
You're the big wow. words.
You're on notice, Atlantic.
Indoctrination.
So what mine is probably going to be is like my redemption arc after people find out that the fucking bitch was lying.
Yeah.
What, National
Brian's
Enquirer?
Back.
Brian's
that's
back.
The cover story. Brian's back.
And guess what?
But it's like you're turning your back. It says Brian's yeah. back.
Brian's back, and guess what? He's litigating.
Well, and guess what? Yeah. Okay, here's the pick. It is
see
you
in court, bitch.
Shirtless.
Oh, shit.
And you got a hairy ass back, and written, carved out of your hair, says Brian's
that's
back.
That's fun.
Yeah. That was cover is
my first
and
question.
He's what? Litigating.
What's the style of cover?
He's like this.
No,
like
no,
naked.
Like, is it?
It's all. It's
cover
a
L magazine.
No, Vanity Fair.
Vanity Fair. Vanity Fair.
Oh, bro. Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Similar.
Because my first question, when I think of my back, I think of how hairy it is. So I was going to ask you, do I get perfect. To shave it for it? But
a little
yes.
bit.
A little bit.
Enough.
Yeah,
he's
enough.
Back.
There's a new...
Yeah. That's so unnecessary. It doesn't even make sense, really.
Yeah.
It's not on
it's,
any sort
it's
of thing.
It's literal. It's so literal.
Yeah, but he's also back.
Yeah, you're back because yeah, you're back in the spotlight.
Really,
and
when you do that, it
you're
has some
naked.
Sort, that makes sense because of the sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a sex crime that I that was.
They
allegated.
Pulled your pants down in public Discord.
That's true.
Now you're back.
I bear oh, yeah. all. Bear, I'm bearing
dude,
all.
Yeah, you're full back naked.
Yeah.
And then we have like
my
a
tiny ass.
Tiny
everyone
ass.
Gets
but
to
then
see
we,
my tiny ass.
We hang. Well, we hang like a sausage in a shadow.
What's that mean?
It's just so like you know, just like you just
the
see
shadow,
a shadow.
I mean, the shadow yeah. of a.
No. You see a shadow dangling down.
Like someone's close to my ass.
No,
with
like
dick?
You have a big dick dangling down
a
between your
meat.
Legs,
okay.
like you're hanging meat.
I
we're
like
hanging
that.
A sausage.
Wow.
And then, like, when the centerfold is you eating the sausage.
Oh, awesome. Man, dude. You
like, it's a, on a fork and you're
you
like,
know how
this.
Much pussy I'm going to get from that?
And it's a big sausage, like a cartoon sausage.
Dang. Not enough.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Enough. Not enough to justify but, this whole yeah. expenditure.
But it helps.
Yeah, I was on Vanity
the pussy
Fair.
Helps.
It's more of your appetite that makes it.
Oh, wow.
No, he's right.
One pussy's never enough.
No, he goes, oh, wait, what?
Burrito.
Like you're
Smithsonian?
Oh.
National yeah. Geographic's.
Mine? National Geographic?
Where's Burrito mm-hmm. on?
Yeah, what's your Beer Song magazine, dude?
The New Yorker.
Mexican Monthly.
Highlights?
Psychology Ooh. Today.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Highlights.
It's just, no, science, Psychology yeah. On the cover of Science.
Scientific American?
No, just Science. It's called Science.
AP, dude. Alternative Press.
Alternative
Press. What's
yeah,
a Burrito on all press? Shit.
Alternative Press.
Remember that
I
shit?
Like that.
Ooh.
It's still around.
Yeah.
It is still AP? Around.
How about AP? Penthouse, dude? You and like you and a beefy pussy.
How about Playgirl?
Wow. Oh, Burrito's yeah.
on the cover of Playgirl.
Or what about G-Fan?
G4?
It's a Godzilla magazine.
All right, here we go. There it is.
Yes.
Perfect.
Beer Song of Magazine!
Yeah,
G-Fan.
Gojira wow. Quarterly.
Yeah, G-Fan, huh? I thought that was something different. Anyway.
What would that be?
Fan for your G-Spot.
Oh. Fan of guys?
Yeah. Guy fan.
Gay
guy
fan.
Gay fan. Yeah.
Oh.
Plug it in hate.
All right. So this is, just to reiterate, this title means that you are plugging into what and you're hating something?
Plugging in means I'm wearing headphones, literally.
You're plugging into the podcast and you're hating on the podcast.
Plug it into the mic at this point.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
His headphones plug directly into the mic.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I'm just spilling hatering.
Okay. It's a feedback loop of hate.
Yeah. Interesting. What are you hating right now?
All right. This headline goes, a mother of two explains how she feeds her toddlers with her $3,000 a week salary.
Salary?
So are groceries really that expensive now? That
yeah, man.
There's enough, not enough.
Wait, so is
people
the,
talking about eggs for a dollar each?
The implication is that $3,000 a week is not good?
Not enough to feed her and her
Not
toddler.
Enough to feed the hungry?
Her, so a mom, two kids, and a stay-at-home dad.
Well, we don't know about that, but well. I guess so. I mean, that would make more sense.
Or,
or
a cavalcade of boy toys.
Three times? That's yeah. $150,000 a year.
Yeah, it is.
It was pretty ridiculous
yes,
when I read it.
It is.
Because at first, when you read the headline, you think, oh, this is a single mother with kids. But then you read it, and you go, oh, she's married.
Oh, there is? So you weren't joking?
and
she got $3,000
a job.
And he has, okay.
Yeah. And
a mother,
and
a mother
like
explains
a
how she
income.
Feeds her toddlers with enough money that she has.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was
with
like,
two incomes.
Who is this for?
With
who is
more
this
than enough money.
Yeah, is this just someone's, oh, this
I
is
think,
what I bought for
I think
my groceries
bone
today?
BoneApeTit.com is a pretty privileged.
BoneApeTit.
I think BoneApeTit is for privileged white women, dude.
For sure. You're probably right.
Yeah.
Look, she's just like the rest of you privileged bitches. She feeds her kids, too.
Yeah, she finds a rich person to marry, and she gets knocked up and traps them, and then easily pays for their food with the money he makes.
Do you think she actually got knocked up, or did she kill somebody and take their baby?
That's possible.
After he drank bull semen.
So they're both nurses.
Yeah. Wet nurses.
Oh, okay. That's a little more working class than I thought.
He was making a lot of money being a traveling nurse she was in school.
I take
and
it all
so
back.
Now, while he's in school, she's doing the traveling and making
out of the
so she's ma- you can make 150K
as a traveling nurse
by yourself.
Yeah.
Good God.
I mean, they pay
I
like.
I still think it's stupid that they're saying that it's hard to feed the kids, right?
Yeah, they're making a news article. Out of it.
Well, it depends on where they live.
Actually, even they didn't really say it was hard. It was just like a food diary. It was weird because most of the time these kinds of articles are about like, oh,
something.
How can you make things?
Yeah, max pinch pennies.
I don't understand how else you can read this headline than the way I'm reading it.
It doesn't imply that she doesn't have enough money.
There's no struggle. This is a humble flex.
She's just explaining what she does on a day-to-day basis. Yeah.
But it's crazy. It's like...
It's an article that doesn't need to be written.
Yeah.
And that's why he's pissed.
Exactly. But with her $3,000 a week, I don't understand. I'm so confused.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
We're
all confused. Let's flip the script. If I gave you $3,000 a week, and if you didn't spend it all...
Brewster's millions.
Brewster's millions. Yeah. Brewster's thousands.
How you...
Hundred thousands.
Feeding yourself. Strictly feeding yourself on $3,000 a week. Well, how actually, like, no. I take that back. Yeah, in the article, she broke down 30 steaks a day. No, she broke down her bills. Like, they go to Montessori school, two of them. $500 a month kind of shit.
I hate this, dude. You know what?
Yeah. You plug in, I hate. And stuff. All right.
Yeah, sorry, guys. But let's plug into something a little
I'm
happier.
I'm confused.
Here.
Okay, go ahead.
So, you guys know how I like overturned lorries, right?
Of course.
Sure. They all
trucks.
Do.
Love them.
Especially when stuff...
Falls out
of the ordinary.
Dildos.
Falls out, yeah.
Corn chips.
Yeah, beer.
What's one of your that you can remember?
Human bodies.
No, that's the, we're still looking for that.
Yeah.
wasn't there one with like mayonnaise or something?
Yeah, mayonnaise, sure. Great.
Or tomato. Isn't there tomatoes?
Mayonnaise.
The Slam City COVID body truck Clamato? Is the best overturned lorry of them all.
Okay, so what's this one, dude?
All right. A truck loaded with thousands of copies of Rogers Thesaurus crashed yesterday, losing its entire load. Witnesses were stunned, startled, aghast, taken back, stupefied, confused, shocked, rattled, paralysis, dazed, bewildered, mixed up, surprised, awed, dumbfounded, nonplussed, flabbergasted, astounded, amazed, confounded, astonished, overwhelmed, horrified, numb, speechless, and perplexed.
I thought nonplussed was uninterested.
Nonplus. Yeah.
Like,
right?
It means like, nonplussed means I don't care. I'm disinterested, right? Nonplussed. I think that one's out.
All right. 20 left.
No, the other ones seem pretty right on.
The thing that threw me off about this is thinking about the thesaurus.
Yeah, Roggets, no less.
Roger.
And I guess in grade school, it's still a common reference.
Roggets, thesaurus?
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But how often have you referred to like a specific thesaurus other than what's built into whatever program you're
I always
in?
Go to thesaurus.com. I go to thesaurus.com quite frequently.
I went to thesaurus.com not yesterday.
But what were you looking
today?
Up, right?
No, today I did.
This is an etymology corner.
Put pussy.
It's because like it's like there's certain words that I always forget. One of them is paternalistic.
Okay.
The other one that I was looking up today is empirical, as in an empirical question.
With an E at the beginning?
So I looked up testable or something like that, falsifiable.
Uh-huh.
In the thesaurus, and then I found...
indefatigable. Indefatigable.
You can't be fatigued?
Indefatigable.
Is there a synonym for thesaurus?
Yeah. Word book.
Word book? Similar word book?
Roggett's word book.
Word book.
I also like that name, thesaurus.
Do you remember those that were like calculators? You know what I'm talking about?
Multiplication tables?
Like you type the word and it gives you...
like a
thesaurus. Like a travel one, yeah.
Yeah, those were cool.
Yeah.
Pocket thesaurus that ran on little watch batteries.
I don't have enough room in my pocket because I have my pocket Bible with me. My New Testament.
Yeah.
Just the New Testament.
No, it was the whole New Testament. It was just the whole New Testament. I knew people who did and I thought they were cool.
Sure.
Were they?
Nerds.
But now in hindsight, do you think they were cool?
I mean, we all travel with one now, so who's the nerd?
That's a good point.
That's true.
Rogers. You think that's how it's really pronounced?
Rogget.
Rogers.
Rogget.
Okay. Frogger.
What does that Mr. make Rogget. You?
Mr. Rogget Thesaurus. I think that's his name.
His first name's Rogget. His last name's Thesaurus.
Yeah.
I like that. Roger.
What does that make you?
All right, so I was at the dentist, and I was getting my teeth cleaned.
Sure.
And, you know, this is that routine thing. You know, they try to comfort you by giving you, like, small talk right before they get into the cleaning because, you know, you won't be able to talk getting your teeth cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I described working at Slam City as working with a bunch of nerds.
Wow.
Yeah, just jokingly.
Wow, that's really...
Oh, and then she said...
She fired back. What does that make you?
Ooh.
Oh, dude, what the hell?
And then you said,
fuck you?
You said, that makes me King Nerd Pussy Hound. What the fuck is the name, bitch? Put respect on it.
King Nerd Pussy Hound?
Yeah, dude. King Nerd Pussy Hound Esquire.
King Nerd Pussy Hound. Wow, she really got your ass. Did she put you to sleep right away?
Yeah, nah. Did she fucking... She got you in a chokehold. Nah. She went for the neck, dude.
The jugular.
What she does sounds that make fun, you? Though,
yeah,
dude.
Is she hot? Yeah.
Was she hot?
Yeah, man, for
damn,
sure.
Damn, dude.
Did she have
dental hygienist cleaning my teeth?
You're right.
Yeah,
she had,
man.
She had scrubs. The only thing, this guy?
Well, she was still masking, so I couldn't tell you what was the mask.
Tell her to keep it on.
Everything else would be Brian approved.
He's got a thing for scrubs.
Fat ass and scrubs?
You don't want none.
This was a health clinic of sorts.
What? Health clinic of sorts.
Yeah. Okay.
You mean a dentist office?
It's a health clinic.
Sure.
Then why
isn't it covered in health insurance?
It is. Oh, you mean a white separate? Sports.
No.
Tell me.
It's dental insurance.
Yeah, get out of here.
Tell me. They'll cover up to $2,000 a year if it's good.
I know. It's shitty, right?
Yeah. Bullshit. How about what if I need surgery in my mouth? Is it dental surgery? Or bitch. Is it dental?
It's always dental.
Yeah.
If it's in your mouth...
No, if it's oral surgery, then they can occasionally pull from health insurance.
They won't.
Wow.
On the next episode of HR Monthly.
Borgs, blackout rage gallons. What?
You guys know what the kids are up to these days?
Borgs. Yeah. Blackout rage?
Borgs.
So first off, when I read the word Borg,
like Star Trek?
I was like Big Orange Retail Giant, like another name for office. Home Depot.
They're
back in the day.
Right.
Just all caps Borg.
I thought of the Star Trek.
Or a cyborg, right?
Like sure.
A shortened version of cyborg.
I thought of a big old R-worded gay.
That works
big
too.
Big old R-worded gay.
But this is what the kids are up to right now.
Yeah.
Blackout rage gallons.
Blackout rage gallons.
Yeah, so they're bringing these
Riot
one
punch.
Gallon. Yeah, they're making their own Riot Punch.
Nice.
But with electrolyte.
Trash
it's all
can,
that
garbage.
Pre-mixed shit. And I'm going to take this to the party, and this is my drink.
Trash can.
And it also helps from getting roofie slipped.
Well,
yeah, you don't.
No. It's are you saying it's just electrolytes?
No,
it's Gatorade?
No. There's alcohol
it's like
in
a punch.
It. It's like it's Riot Punch with electrolytes.
Wow.
To help with the hangover.
Hey, smartasses.
Yeah,
man.
But also, you got to really trust that person bringing the guy's shedang.
No, it's for you. It's personal consumption.
No, it's one Borgs are one per.
Yeah.
You bring your own drink.
Bring your own Borg.
BYOB.
Nice, big old
blackout rage gowns.
So are the kids getting smarter? What's going on here?
I mean, I think everybody's always kind of either...
The Borgs always existed
some people have always brought their own drinks, and some people just relied on other people to bring
drinks. I'm saying this clever mix that you put gallon-sized, standard.
Yeah, people have done it, but they do it separately. They'll drink the
mix on the go.
The Pedialyte afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, this is strictly to house parties, right?
Yeah.
You're not bringing it at clubbing.
No.
Responsible party.
This is what the college kids are doing, so they're just... At each other's fraternities and stuff.
Bringing their own? I mean, the fraternity usually hosts with their own.
Maybe they're making a bunch
of their own.
But it's a style of drink.
Sure.
The Blackout Rage Gallon with a name.
I'm into it.
Are you guys into this?
What?
Arthur the Freegan.
All right, so.
He's a freegan freegan.
Morgan Freegan.
Wow. Been over at
Did
Julio
you join
Tejas.
A cult?
No, I didn't join a cult.
He's a Freegans?
All right, I got the name Freegan from the 30-second song by Bigwig on Short Music. But freeganism is another word for dumpster diving, but I didn't do any dumpster diving. I was just saying how I ate free for so long, for 2 weeks straight, free lunches, and they weren't even for me.
There's no such thing as.
So, yeah.
How'd you do this?
So I was over Julio Tejas' office, and he's having this whole client run, and I'm over there waiting for some checks, and they always have leftovers after these lunches. So if you take a late lunch, it's almost there's free plates afterwards.
Yeah.
And it's always legit restaurant shit.
Olive Garden, dude. It's always Olive Garden.
Yeah. But that's all I wanted to say.
Wait, so my question is, was it there every day or did you take a week's worth at one time?
No, I was there every day. It was something different every day for 2 weeks.
You didn't load
it's
up
nice
for
too
a week.
Because then you don't that's have to think nice. About what you're going to go get for lunch.
It doesn't
it's already
spoil
just there.
You after a while because today was just some leftover cheeseburger. I was like, what happened?
Everybody ate all the fucking Olive Garden before I could even get here.
Yeah.
Was it Olive Garden?
No.
What was it?
Oh, the cheese bread?
Yeah.
I think it was that Alanti Catering.
Oh, but is it from a different place every day?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Can you give me a couple names?
There was the Marco's
Olive
Pizza
Garden.
With some brownies.
Okay.
As dessert.
Good.
There was the El Dorado Tex-Mex Cafe.
Interesting.
Anyways, next topic.
Walmart.
Yeah.
So Walmart.
I just wanted to comment on how much of a freak show Walmart typically is. Sure. And we expect that.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
But the funny thing is, like, I don't think there's a different set of people that shop at Walmart as shops at Target or shops at the grocery store. Like, I don't think Walmart's really attracting, like, a special breed that doesn't exist in all walks of life, every society.
I would disagree, about that, man. Dude.
So strongly. You really think there's, like, a breed
there is a Venn
Walmart
diagram
customers?
Of normal people that go to Target and Walmart, which is all of us.
You don't go to Walmart?
Well, that's because you're an uppity bitch.
Yeah, I go to Walmart. I'll take that fucking badge of honor, man. You trying to foist on me a red A? Well, the S, I take that A. I fucks.
Okay, so 3 out of 4 of us. Burrito, you probably don't go to Walmart either.
One out of four of us fucks.
Only to look for Hot Wheels.
So he fucks. He doesn't fuck. I'm the only one that fucks.
Okay.
You're an asshole.
There are some people that don't, well, okay. Yeah.
There are some people that don't go to Target because they're not fucking allowed to, so they have to go to Walmart.
Yeah, because I don't think they have as many of those fat mobiles at Target. So also, they're not as accessible for fat people.
Right. Also, there's Walmarts everywhere. Small town pieces of shit. They're comfortable with Walmart. And when they go, you know, they
small
come.
Small town pieces of shit. You hear this fucking elitism?
Small town
audience?
Pieces of shit.
Hey, guys, when you're filling out your poll,
survey
for best guest. Yeah. I mean, best host. just remember that some of us
look,
like the little
the
guy.
Vote.
Some of us
the
like.
Short king.
Some of us are populist and some of us are elitist. Okay,
he's going for the populist vote. You can have
sexy ass down.
You can have the unwashed pieces of shit and go to Walmart.
They got a Walmart.
Guess what? It's convenient. And guess you can get soap and you can get Cheez-Its and you can get a T-shirt.
Well, let's talk about pricing, Brian.
I guess you could do that at Target.
Yeah, you can get it.
But it's more at Target.
More selection or
no, it's
more
money.
He says it's more money.
It is. Yes.
I would comparison shop.
The girls are cuter that work at Target.
And it's definitely worth your sanity. It's a cleaner experience. It's curated. It's like going to Disney World.
It's not as crowded.
Right. It's never as crowded.
I'm having that face.
Even if it's super busy, it's pleasant.
It is better. I'm not going to argue that's not better.
Yeah.
I hate those parking lots, man.
No.
Yeah.
It is better.
There's a different
but I like
atmosphere.
I'm white trash, dude. I guess.
I hate Walmart parking lots.
I'm allegedly white trash.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I was having the battle of Walmart versus Amazon in terms of like online ordering experiences, pricing involved. Amazon is better because
absolutely.
Their logistics are far better, but their pricing, they're starting to slip it to you guys. You need to start price comparison.
Really?
They're starting to get their shipping payment back.
Walmart is better for shipping?
I was looking at like, you know, personal
they're
care
using
items.
It as a loss leader right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
so something
to
that Walmart would sell for, say, $25, Amazon's selling it for like $35.
That's substantial.
To where you couldn't really tell the difference because it's like, oh, I've been paying around that. Must be inflation. And you love
that's
Amazon.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. So you didn't realize you paid $10 more for an item. But then when you look at somewhere else like Walmart that has that buying power,
mm-hmm.
or maybe they're just undercutting because they can.
Right.
Yeah. That's
why they have the 88 cents, dude.
88 cents. Oh, yeah, those tags. They price things 88 cents.
Mm-hmm. None of the tags are like $29.99, so it was like $29.88.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because they love Hitler.
What?
Because they doesn't? Got that smiley
88,
face.
That's what 88 is.
Back.
88 rising.
H-H.
They're rolling back those prices, man.
Yeah.
Gemini's bringing the high all day, dude.
I am.
He's raining down.
He said 88. I said 88.
Let's do one last listicle. Rapid fire this. All right, I need you guys to count points. I'm just going to read through the list, and then you give me your score at the end.
Never, however.
Yeah.
What's the score? It's how many we've done?
1 point for
everything you've never
everything
done.
Everything
you've
never done.
So you might be at zero for a while.
Lowest
never
score
done.
Wins.
This right. is why does it have to be a negative?
It's not a negative.
It's
you only give yourself points if you like. Yeah.
I know.
All right, first off, use the rotary phone, floppy disk, typewriter, photos with a film camera, music on a CD, music on a cassette tape, music on a vinyl record, music on a Walkman, music on a boombox, video from a VHS tape, sent or received a fax, had a MySpace account, had an AOL email address, accessed the internet by dial-up, used a phone book, sent a postcard, used a paper map to get somewhere, owned a dictionary, owned an encyclopedia, paid for something with a paper check.
I mean,
check.
You're just trying to make
this
us feel
stupid.
Old,
everybody's
dude.
Got zero.
Zero.
Everybody's got
zero.
Zero.
No, the kids aren't at zero, dude. The kids
I know
actually
they're not.
Can
they probably
add this
got
up.
All. Yeah, they probably have all of them.
Most of them, yeah.
When would they have ever done any of this stuff?
Hey,
I mean, for like kitschy shit, like they've listened to records, they've taken photos with a Polaroid.
Yeah,
it's like the throwback shit.
Right. Yeah,
they might have like 5 points. Or
they
something.
Might have like started an
there's
AOL
no
account
way
there,
no
just
way.
For fun.
Yeah,
just to be funny. It's a good bit.
They left off.
If you're a Zoomer and you say, "Oh yeah, my email account is kittycat2@aol.com,"
that is 3 K.
Kittycat2. They've left off use of thesaurus.
Yeah, they certainly did.
And that was Double X Quantemina.
Shit. It's lightning round.
Julio Tejas, financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight.
Wait.
Julio up your diversified holdings. Flat rate. Always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today.
Or regret it tomorrow, bitch.
Julio Tejas.
All your pendejos and pendejas.
All you pendejos and your pendejas. It's Julio Tejas. And yeah. This is the news.
I'm not just talking to you pendejos. Bitches. I'm also talking to you, to those pendejas.
He says bitches and bitchos. It's Julio.
Are we going down under?
Let's go. Australia worried prolific sperm donors could lead to accidental incest.
Mm-hmm. God, that's hot.
Ooh, like that one Netflix movie show series.
Accent?
No, it's this sperm doctor in Indiana, and he uses his own sperm for like everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that news story.
Ooh, yeah. Baller. There's like 120 kids fucking, or some shit, dude.
I mean, when, evolutionarily, dude, this guy, besides Genghis Khan, dude, this guy's doing, he's doing the right thing. He's evolutionarily speaking.
He's also literally doing the Lord's work.
He is. He's like, I'll take it from here.
You know, be many.
That's right.
Well, it's kind of because it was also a small pocket of town, so there's brothers and sisters that started dating and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing hotter than accidental incest is on purpose.
Real incest. You know what they say? The only thing hotter than accidental incest is straight old God-given incest.
Brother?
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. So you have all these eggs getting caught in fucking washing machines and these little sperms.
Oh, wow.
Jarring them loose.
Yeah, because it's the brother sperm and it's egg from the sister.
Sure.
So they're replaying the whole scenario. In the womb.
Damn, dude. You know how at the beginning of Look Who's Talking, they have this whole like kind of a
semen scene.
Semen
how babies
scene.
Are made, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what it would be.
Right, but
it would be in the washroom or whatever it's called.
The wash womb.
Wash.
The wash womb.
Wash womb.
Love it, dude.
Down under?
Speaking of down under.
Nar. Nar.
This well-worn wooden object was unearthed in a Roman fort. And scientists believe it's a 2,000-year-old sex toy.
Oh, yeah. Sex toy, you say?
Well, so this is great for radio, but basically this looked kind of like a bowling pin with a penis head at the end of it.
That's a good, that's true.
That is a good name for it. Yeah. A bowling pin.
Brio, do you know how they how did they sand things back in the day? Do you know?
I guess I don't
it gets
know.
A rock.
Is it high grit vagina?
Maybe.
Yeah, he says it's high grit vagina. You got to find a woman with a high grit.
High grit.
And then you want a woman with grit.
You fuck her with it, and then you got to move it around.
The first one, you know, has got to take one for the team, but then, you know.
Yeah, it gets easier and easier.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's nice and smooth, you know.
Yeah. Or eventually you build a callus. Resurfaced.
Or builds a callus.
Right.
Resurfaced. Yeah. Yeah, just imagine the guy, she goes home, and he goes.
I thought I fucked. I think she gave me something. Yeah, splinters, bro.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it would be smooth in there.
Oh, yeah.
What I thought would be funny was instead of finding one, they found a whole drawer full.
A cave full of them. Yeah. This is the masturbatorium.
Is this an adult bookstore?
Sure. Good That's God. Hilarious.
And they found a little tiny one that goes up your butt.
And it vibrates.
And it has a little tail on it.
Yeah.
And a flared base.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a fox tail attached to
it. It's a literal fox tail.
Damn, they were getting cute, dude, back then. Shit.
Literal fox tail.
Man wins $10,000 lottery prize, but instead, state claims he owes money.
Why?
South Florida man thought he'd hit the jackpot, winning thousands of dollars on a scratch-off ticket.
Why did you think they were going to get more context from this little line?
This little line? Lottery scratch-off. Well, it turns out he owes money, so he can't collect it.
I see. He owes taxes.
Uh-huh. Back Come taxes on. For being a scumbag.
Yeah, but does Florida have a state tax?
No, they don't.
And he has to pay the debt before he gets the $10,000?
Yeah.
So he can't use the $10,000
I guess it
towards
could
the
be
debt?
A number
Fines
of things.
Or something? Back child support.
So, yeah.
It probably was fucking child support. I guarantee you this man fucks.
Scratch-offs.
Yeah, the guy who does scratch off definitely leaves it in.
Yeah.
Especially he was probably the guy bragging to his baby mama. And she goes,
"You ain't getting none of this
okay.
cash. I'm rich forever."
Yeah, guess who's calling the state of Florida right now?
Yeah, ratted you out.
This is the kind of guy that gets those like $20, $50 scratch offs where it takes all day to scratch them. But instead of scratching them, he just scratched the scan code like at the bottom.
And then scans it.
He doesn't even bother scratching
them
all the way.
You don't think so? I think a guy like this enjoys it.
He scratches them all the way? No, he scratched so many. Yeah, he has to like buy so many.
I bought my dad a $50 one for Christmas.
Damn, I bet he had a heart attack.
He didn't win anything.
Wow.
Not even a dollar? It can't even just have a minimum of what you would win on those things?
Yeah.
Yeah, even if it's
one
less than what
to
you,
keep
yeah,
you fishing.
Right. Like $5.
I'm never going to do that again.
Of course. It's a poor experience.
If Damn. You say I would have gotten five, I would go, oh, well, that's.
Did you go as far as like scanning it with the scanner?
Yeah, no, if you buy that, yeah. you're going to scan it to make yeah. sure.
And wasn't that the biggest disappointment and you tried again?
You scanned it three times.
You're trying to change the barcode lines and shit.
I'm like, this can't be possible.
This can't
they
be
fucked
it.
Me. Yeah.
You know what else can fuck you?
What?
Abnormally high car payments.
Woman really? Goes viral for buying a 1998 Ford Escort, a classic, for $289.
Do you realize how many
a month?
How many first hand jobs were given in?
Absolutely.
The same Ford Escort. $289 for 84
a month,
months.
For 84 months.
What color is this Escort?
Like shit green. Forest green with
it has
no clear
to be
coat.
Shit green, right? There's no
with
other color.
No clear coat.
Woman might yeah. be doing a lot of work here.
We 84 don't
know,
months.
We don't know how old she is. Because, I mean, I could see an 18-year-old getting
a shit deal.
Getting fucked on this.
Yeah. Maybe. You know, absolutely.
Well, you've heard these people that go in to buy a car and they go,
it was only
30%. I don't give a fuck how much this car is. I need to have my monthly payment, $200. They say, you know what? We can do that for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
It also sounds like two of these years are nothing but interest.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
That's 7 years.
That. Yeah.
You're paying on a 1998 Ford Escort for longer than it'll last you.
Dude.
It's 25 years old.
How much
it's
would
a
you
classic.
Pay for a 98? It is a classic car.
$600?
$600. 600, dude. Hummer.
Yeah, six Hummer.
Yeah. So did it say how many miles were on this
high school
Escort?
My girlfriend had a Ford
two?
Escort.
Many? 2 miles? Yeah, too many.
Wait, it's the Escort the SUV?
No.
No, it's like a
That's
sedan.
The Escape.
No, it's a car. It's
like my high school really girlfriend had sedan. An Escape.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I
a
sucked my first pair of titties in an Escape.
I was going to say, you sucked your first dick in the back of her car.
It turns out she was trans.
No,
so.
It turns out she had a friend.
She go-
<Yeah. laughs> gave me a shot of bull semen and I found out it.
Yeah,
it's
it
a
was
little MMF.
The tab, though.
Yeah.
You gotta take
he
a shot at this bull semen.
It's your literal like, oh. bull semen. Oh, oh, God damn it. I thought it'd be different. I'm gonna have to talk to Art later.
Georgia woman crashes SUV into Popeyes after her order was missing biscuits.
See, biscuits.
Oh, that chicken and Popeyes. Biscuits. Is that SUV an escape?
I mean, no offense, dude. They are very good biscuits, though.
If you're going to Popeyes, you're likely not having a great day.
Yeah, I'm wondering how she got triggered off for the biscuits being forgotten. Like,
it was
what
the final straw.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
everything
always the final
before
straw.
That happened, what was happening?
Not, I mean, nothing good. I mean, Brian broke up with her just now.
Damn.
Said, your titties are no longer fat enough.
I said, those titties.
They're dry.
I think she got them.
Yeah, she got them one way or another.
You think so?
No, I mean, she was upset and then they gave it to her.
And then,
and
she,
then she ran into
oh,
it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
she got vengeance.
So she felt disrespected.
Yeah. Or unheard.
Damn. What is this? I mean, that is kind of crazy if you already got the biscuits.
Go.
Get out there.
Grab the bag and go.
But speaking of being heard.
Yeah.
They missed a whole bomb in my bag, says Fort Lauderdale lady. Wait, what? Okay.
An
here it is.
FLL?
Yeah. Woman says it FLL. Landing her in jail.
It says she was arrested after they accused her of making a bogus bomb threat.
Sounds,
So she must have said
this,
something
is this
online.
One of those,
no,
you
no,
can't
no.
say bomb on a plane.
She was in the airport and then she probably
oh, she made
said
a joke.
Yeah. She's probably like,
they missed a whole bomb in my bag.
No, I think she was upset and she's trying to get something straightened out. And they're like, why can't I have that? You missed that whole bomb in my bag.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, yeah.
Oh, did I?
Shit.
Did they?
But speaking of bag bombs on planes,
Spirit Airline flight makes emergency landing after battery fire.
Man, we still doing this? I thought,
is this not your damn worst nightmare?
Is this 2016?
It's not your damn worst nightmare.
Yeah, was that a Samsung Galaxy S6?
Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
S3? Something like that.
We just traveled with some big batteries.
Yeah, we did.
Were you afraid this would happen?
Nah.
Okay.
He buys quality
batteries.
I did
have like a wild dream about being in an airplane.
Tell us about it, Gemini!
No, we don't talk about dreams here.
Yeah, that's true. Did it go down there?
No. So we were trying to clear a mountain, and the pilot wasn't going to make it, so he did a whole fucking barrel roll.
Shit.
Not a barrel. Yeah, barrel roll.
Something like that.
And then
like
went down.
A loop-de-loop?
A loop-de-loop with the fucking Jumbo Jet 747.
Damn,
it was
dude.
Wild.
You've been
Damn.
Watching Flight with Denzel yeah. Washington?
I've been watching Final Destination.
Wow.
You've been watching Sully?
Sully Sullenberger.
And the last airline story.
Not
an
Jewish.
Airline provided a single banana as the in-flight meal for one vegan passenger.
Good, eat it.
This
it
was
have
Japan
been a
Airlines. They
Say
were in Indonesia.
You.
I'm thinking, do vegans even exist in those parts?
Sure.
I don't think so.
In India?
Oh, yeah.
Not on planes, man.
in India, or is it they just don't eat cows?
No, there's like veganism is a whole thing.
I don't think it's strictly veganism. I think it's just vegetarianism.
It might be they might be smarter than that, dude.
Maybe they eat egg.
They eat
some
I think Brianna has egg.
And these prices?
Not like Wayne.
Well, they don't have a Biden over there to be increasing the egg prices.
Artificially pumping the egg prices? Yeah. Egg prices.
I thought that was funny.
Banana.
And our last news story before the Nippon news. This Chinese kissing device lets you smooch over the internet.
And get your dick sucked.
It looks like a fleshlight.
Yeah,
and absolutely. I guess you hook it up to your phone, and the lips move based on what it's seeing through the camera of your phone.
Okay. Yeah. So you can kiss someone. You can feel what they're doing with their lips.
Yeah.
So this is perverted.
Absolutely.
It says it's warm, too.
Warm.
Oh, this is perverted, dude.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the Crazy One. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you everything. In the Crazy One, infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the Crazy One has everything. No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the Crazy One if it didn't have everything. Come next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet. Find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the Crazy One from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese squid catcher. Despite not being Japanese and currently subscribing to tentaclelovers.com for, quote, research. So grab your spear guns, because these headlines will wrap you up tight. This Burrito's Nippon News, a segment.
Within a segment. Is that the first segment within a segment? Is that the first hentai themed introduction to CNN?
Surely not.
Oh,
it's mostly train based.
No, I'm not sure. Yeah, there's a lot of train stuff that happens in Japan. So
I think in your life at large.
Although I don't think I've ever had one that's the same. I've never done two jobs.
I believe you. I believe you. Yeah. I'm not checking
on
the
purpose.
Facts.
Or do you have like an Excel sheet to not? Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
You used to write them in advance.
Oh, he's asking for
it. I write them in advance.
He does.
He does.
All right. Tell us about it, Burrito.
Japanese town that spent 25 million yen in COVID money on building a giant squid statue says it paid off big.
I doubt it.
True.
Yeah.
What's that? $250,000?
$241,000. $500 at exchange rates.
That's
at
a pretty good
time.
Price for a squid.
That's
statue.
Almost as much as that nurse makes to pay for her two kids.
God, how did she do it?
Yeah.
God, if there were only an article to tell me how she did it.
I'm struggling out here.
This is a gigantic 42-foot-long statue of a squid. It's laying down. It's got got a big old opening.
Oh, right in its dick hole.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they call it the Ika King, Squid King, and apparently they've done some studies, and it's pumped approximately 600 million yen into Ishikawa's economy, which is the name of the town, more than 22 times the cost of the statue. So,
okay. Yeah, I like that they actually did a fucking study.
Yeah, they did a study, man,
to prove that this is going to be that this was worth it.
Yeah, they were like, why did you spend all this money on this statue? And they were like, to get people come in and take pictures in front of it, you know? Yeah.
We got a plan, bitch.
Spend money. Yeah.
Fuck out of here, government.
What is it about giant squid statues that make them attractive?
You know, bitches were sitting on them tentacles.
Is it the tentacles?
Yeah.
You think there's guys that go out there in the middle of the night and jerk off on them?
I think they sit on them tentacles,
absolutely.
Too.
Dang.
Absolutely.
That's a sex thing.
Speaking of animals, Japanese monkey hunting team shoots woman with tranquilizer dart.
They knew.
City's attempt to
monkey
protect
ass bitch.
protect residents from wild animals ends up sending one of them to the hospital.
Oh, it was friendly fire?
Yeah, so the city hall dispatched three municipal employees.
You go around back.
one of them was armed with a tranquilizer rifle.
Time to suck today's dick.
They were talking to this lady, and I guess he, like, it was a misfire.
Oh.
shot her.
There is no such thing as an accidental discharge. There's only undisciplined gun owners.
You got a fucking dart in your neck.
What? You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
I like you, man, but you're crazy.
Whoa!
Yeah.
says she was taken to the hospital where she regained consciousness roughly an hour later.
Damn, nice nap.
But it wasn't until another hour after that she was lucid enough to properly communicate.
Damn, she got a little freelance,
like
dude.
That's like when your dog gets back from the vet and they put him on some drugs and just like swaying back and forth.
You know what? We were talking about freelapses before. If you guys shoot me with a dart, please, one day just shoot me with a dart. Shoot me with one, dude, and that when I wake up, that hour is going to be so cool.
Yeah.
Be fucking high as hell.
Your butt's right? Going to be fucking sore.
Yeah, don't fuck my ass while I'm out.
Sure, sure, sure.
You call the bull from the Ford Escape? Greg?
Greg the bull.
Greg the bull. You think trank darts hurt? Probably, right?
Yeah.
You get stabbed.
I bet. Yeah. It says the tranquilizer dose was big enough to subdue a 33-pound monkey.
And then I put this bitch under? Well, yeah, monkeys are strong as hell. Monkeys are strong as
little Japanese
bitch,
girls, I guess, are kind of small. She's
but monkeys rip your dick off. A 20-pound monkey rip your dick off.
That's true,
at
dude.
The root.
And yeah. I think that's what they go for.
Yes.
If they attack, they know what's important to you.
Yeah.
They like rip off your hands. They poke your eyes out. They take your cock off.
Yeah.
Your tongue. God, they are vicious little
monkeys. Pull your dick out by the root.
God dang, dude. I hate monkeys. Okay, what were you saying about him, though? Oh, yeah. Okay, I guess so.
Yeah. Speaking of things that are brown.
Okay, nice transfer.
Spreadable coffee to put on your toast going on sale in Japan.
I don't hate this. Right off the bat, I don't hate it.
Wait, it's just like coffee-flavored spread?
Yeah, some Nutella that tastes like coffee?
Yeah, this is like a spread. No information on whether or not there's caffeine in it, but...
I'm out.
But there might be.
If you're lucky. Well, coffee's... Chocolate's got caffeine and stuff. There's chocolate spreads.
I like the taste of coffee, but I'm not like going after it just on its own. Basically like a Heinz Zero or a O'Doul's.
Sure.
Come on.
Right.
Heinz Zero. Yeah. I like that.
Heine.
It's like zero calorie ketchup.
Yeah, for pussies. For fucking pussy ass bitches.
I think you've been Heineken.
Maybe if you didn't have enough time to make a cup of coffee before heading out the door, you just...
I got time to spread it on my toast.
Yeah, toast is like, dude. I guess maybe coffee does take longer. Toast. But you gotta toast some fan. Bread. When was the last time you toasted fucking bread?
Yeah, typically when I eat recently. A sandwich.
What?
Yeah man, treat yourself.
No,
do you just eat sandwiches not toasted?
I'll throw the whole thing in the damn Balmuda.
So you're saying toasted is strictly putting them in a toaster and pushing down on it?
Or
kind of toasting the bread, whether it's in a pan or in a...
That's still toasting. Yeah, you can toast it in a pan, whatever.
Yeah.
But you do that all the time?
Are we getting to the point that it takes time to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it not? Can you make a coffee in the same amount of time?
Yes. Or quicker, I would say.
Maybe quicker.
Quicker.
So this sucks.
This sucks, burrito. Get out of here. I would try it, though. And I think it could be tasty. And if it was enough caffeine, if it was comparable to my Monster Energy drink
in
the morning.
There's no fucking way this thing has... Like, what you're spreading on your toast...
It would taste like shit.
Yeah, it would be pure caffeine.
It would be like
a
no-dose pill.
Unless it was properly extracted.
Yeah, you just like... Cut up your no-dos and like sprinkle it on your fucking sandwich like you're not.
Dude, it's like yellow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but what if it had the caffeine extracted from it or something? You know how
No, he wants the caffeine in it.
Why don't I want the... Why wouldn't I?
But there's no way that it would have 300 milligrams.
Maybe you just want the flavor.
I need 100.
No, like I'm saying, they extracted it enough to where they boosted it to 300.
Yeah, but then like now the baby's going to eat the fucking thing because it's fucking tastes good and it's accessible and the baby dies.
Can you die from that?
Caffeine, a baby can. You can. Really? You're a human.
For 300?
A human man.
300, you think?
Maybe. What's it take?
It was a spontaneous abortion, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. It's already out.
Damn.
Well, that was Burrito's Nippon News.
Burrito's Nippon News. Any last parting words, gentlemen? Yeah, did we learn anything?
Do we ever?
Are we back at the same place that we were when we started? If so, what was the point?
Wow.
You know, if we didn't grow a little bit...
I grew.
What's the point? When was it? It was during the... what story? The part where I was drinking bull semen?
Yeah, in the back of a fucking Ford Taurus.
Yeah, man.
That you paid $289
you know,
for.
I actually only sucked one nipple that day.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened to the other one.
Yeah, what happened to the other one?
Oh, I bet you were interrupted.
Yeah, something happened. She would go,
well, she just gave you a little bit.
Stop.
She just gave you a little bit.
That's enough. I'm 16 and you're... 30. No, you're also 16. I'm just kidding. Yeah, we're 16. You can't
we're
be sucking
totally
both
16.
Nipples. She kept saying, I'm like, why do you keep saying, we are, why do you keep saying that?
Actually, I'm like 4 months younger than you. What the?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Is this a naked nipple? I have to ask.
Oh, was it through? Of-
yeah, I was just like, making your bra wet. Just
wet. Wet. 16-year-old over here trying to extract milk through
that's
cotton.
Way worse.
Hey, it could be.
No, but she's going to go home and it's going to seep through the shirt. She's going to have one milky titty.
Yeah, why is your nipple wet?
She's pregnant with her father's baby.
Oh, wow. My God, no, that's... Oof. I mean, if it was accidental, dude.
Look, if he accidentally left it in.
The Walmart parking lot.
You doing anything special this week, Burrito? Anything cool going on?
Going to the Cove tomorrow.
Hey, the Cove.
What's that?
It's a washateria.
Oh, yeah, the Cove. You go there often?
Not in a long time. I used to wash my clothes there.
Hipster.
I used to go get a beer.
Get your dick sucked?
Go to the...
Oh, it's a... washateria. It's like a beer thing? It's a bar?
It's a bar, and you can get burgers there. Going to invite some of her coworkers out for her birthday,
fellow Latina dental hygienists.
Yeah.
Is a dental hygienist?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Brian's looking to get a hookup with some of her friends. He loves a, well, loves a junior actually, scrub degree.
Dude, someone sometimes can clean your teeth. I will like swipe left on a dental hygienist on Tinder if it says dental hygienist because I'm just afraid like if I went on a date with her, she would see my teeth and just like
tear you to
shreds. Just tear me to shreds. I was just
and you know she'd have a beaming ass white
of
teeth.
Of course.
Right?
She would know
they
immediately
all
that
they all
I'm
have sealers.
That's how you get the job.
Ooh, you know what's even funnier? They can tell if you've sucked dick recently.
Yeah, because your mouth has a bunch. Why are you so concerned?
No, I'm just like, how? How?
No, you get like micro bruises.
Oh, yeah, that makes
busted
sense.
Busted vessels.
Yeah, like little bruises on the top of your
really?
Top palate.
It's so hard,
yeah,
though.
Soft palate up there.
Yeah, but you hit it enough.
Damn.
You know?
No, it's the
but what if you do it gentle, though?
The,
will they know?
It's the suction
the
part
that's
busting.
The suction's breaking
them.
The vessels.
Really? That's funny.
That's how you know she sucked good dick.
Yeah.
If that shit is just bloody as
if
fuck.
She's got some busted vessels up in there.
God, she put the fuck. It's gok gok.
Dude. Like a mom, a Christian mom becomes a dental hygienist to check her baby boy's mouth, dude. Make sure he's not gay.
And then the dad is also a dental hygienist to look
he
for to look for a clientele. Oh, hey, this little boy.
What was your
gay.
Initial reaction,
oh
Burrito?
God.
To what?
When you learned that fun fact.
Oh,
let's
I was
test
like,
it
oh.
out.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Test this out.
Prove
Open
it. Up, bitch.
Prove it.
Could you show me with your mouth?
Prove it. Live demo. Or dead.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins, the salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue, the soft crunch of that corpulent pancita, oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then, I remembered Thickum Farms country bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Think Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much? Hit 'em up!